New insight on a major high court ruling we told you about yesterday, upholding decades-old law that governs tribal adoptions.
The Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978 prioritizes placement of Native American children with Native families.
That's right. And today, ABC 15 Mark Phillips reports the decision actually surprised many of Arizona's Native American leaders who really, truly feared the worst here.
My initial thought was, sovereignty prevails.
Across the Navajo Nation and throughout Arizona's tribal lands, there is relief and rejoicing over the U.S. Supreme Court's decision leaving the Indian Child Welfare Act intact.
So many people here have been emotional, and just the fact that we're going to be able to continue to reclaim our children is something that is cause to celebrate.
The law was created to protect the best interests of children and promote the stability and security of the tribe and the family. Three states, Texas, Louisiana, and Indiana, said the law was unconstitutional, arguing Native American children should have the same rights as every American child.
A big part of ICWA is making sure that we are able to keep our children and we are able to pass on our language, our tradition, our culture to the next generation.
Navajo Nation Attorney General Ethel Branch says the decision will have a major impact in Arizona's family court, where she says many state judges don't know the law.
And a lot of times state judges are not familiar with indigenous nations, our sovereign authority, our role.
According to the Arizona Department of Child Safety, 1,061 Native American children currently are in the state's foster care system. The agency welcomed the Supreme Court's decision, saying we will continue to work alongside tribes to ensure child safety and protect the best interests and rich cultural heritage of Native children. Mark Phillips, ABC 15, Arizona.